You know, I told him on the mound, I said, there's going to be some big outs we're going to need from him in the rest of this series. So he'll clear his mind. The closers have a short memory, especially him. And we're going to expect him to close out tomorrow night's game with the lead.
That was AJ Hinch on using Roberto Osuna moving forward. Game four is tonight. We're going to discuss in a couple of minutes whether this is a must-win game or not, down 2-1 in the ALCS. We are into the 9 o'clock hour on Mad Radio. Mike, Seth, and Paul, and joining us in studio, one of our friends, Keith Sullins from Papa John's. Keith, good morning. How are you, sir?
You guys need to calm down, all right?
Yeah, thank you.
Calm down. We're trying to get an extra game in here. Because every time we have games, we sell a lot of pizzas, so just calm down. We're going to win this thing.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, and you sell even more pizzas when they're on the road. So game seven on the road in Boston would be good for you.
Let's take it from here, okay? We got enough. No, we don't want to play with the grenade too long. Let's go ahead and get this over with. But yeah, the more games they play, the better it is for pizza. But hey, I want us to go to the World Series, so I'll take that over some pizza sales any day.
I've backed myself. I'm so angry at these guys for calling tonight a must-win game that there's a part of me that's not going to be too disappointed if they lose, because my faith in the Astros is so great that I also need to prove you guys wrong that they could come back from that deficit and win three straight. But I'm not greedy. I'll take a win tonight.
Tell Seth to go home. We don't need that kind of talk in here, man. He's bringing the mojo down here, man.
No, mojo. It's like these guys don't even care. They'll spot you a game.
He will spot you a game.
So what do you guys have going on this week?
What do we have this week? Well, heck, I mean, we've got the Astros in town, obviously. But, you know, we're a sponsor of the Major League Baseball and the Astros. And so when those tickets went for sale, we sort of get our first dibs on them, if you will. And so we're going around town now giving them out. They said the tickets sold out in 3 minutes. I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah, it is.
It was very quickly,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. But I was down there last night, and I think about, I was there about 1 o'clock, and there was a lot of people starting to come in at 1 o'clock. I'm going, the game doesn't start till 4, but there was so much excitement. And so I have a pair of tickets for you from us, from Papa John's, to give away to some lucky winner to say come down. And I think they're pretty dang good seats, too, if I'm not mistaken.
So,
for a second, I thought you said you had tickets for me. Man.
Can you make pizza? If you do, we can get you in there.
You know what? We can figure it out. We'll learn on the fly. We'll look it up on Google.
He'll sneak into your kiosk as an employee.
Let's do this. Let's line up the contest line right now. We're going to do trivia based on Charlie Morton.
And this is for your chance. Papa John's is giving you tickets to the Astros game tonight.
So let's line them up. 832-530-294. Well, let me actually get it right here.
832-430-2-WIN.
Yes, 832. I don't know why I said 5. So 832-430-2946. 832-430-2946. Chris, make sure you line up like 4 or 5 people. We'll have them answer some questions on the air.
Is this going to be hard, Charlie Morton trivia?
I don't think it's going to be that hard. Because I promoted basically just make sure you know about Charlie Morton's
Morton, A, a nice guy, or B, a bastard? Like, that's, people would get that. Is it going to be harder than that?
It's going to be a little bit tougher, but not, I don't think, like, overwhelmingly tough.
Hey, guys, these seats are in the right behind first baseline, so you better have some hard questions. Let's not make this too easy.
Oh, okay.
I got some stuff on you now, Mike. All right, let's see. Let's start here with Eddie on Mad Radio. Eddie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Eddie, all right, Charlie Morton has pitched for 4 teams in his career. Who are those baseball teams?
Atlanta, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, and Houston.
Oh, boy.
There you go. he was 100%
right.
He
was right off the bat, too.
He was right off the bat.
Was it 2 out of 3, or what is it?
Was that too easy? Asked something more arcane, yeah. Like, that's something that's like on his Wikipedia page.
It is on the Wikipedia.
As soon as you said Charlie Morton, you knew you had it lined up there. But that's why we give him the tickets away.
So we give the tickets away. So Eddie wins, and he is going to game 4 of the ALCS tonight.
And now, you don't go to Keith, you don't stay for the whole game, huh?
I go to every game, but what I do is I'll be there for the first pitch, and then I leave. And the reason I leave is because I have this mojo around my body. I don't know why it is, but if I stay in that stadium, they'll lose.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you want me out of there. So I'm walking out. Everybody goes, where are you going? I go, I'm going home, man.
That takes discipline. That's hard to do.
When you want to win, it's very easy.
Yeah, no kidding. You hang out afterwards or something?
I'm out of there. And like I told you last time, I bumped into Kate Upton when I was out there last time, and I was chit-chatting with her, and she said, you're bad luck, you leave. So I went home and told my wife, I got kicked out by Kate Upton. That's pretty cool, man. So I can tell all my friends that.
Keith, we appreciate it as always.
Thanks, Keith.
Yeah, thank you so much. So check out
welcome.
Papa John's for all of the Astros games. And congrats to Eddie for knowing Charlie Morton's career and winning those tickets to Game 4 of the ALCS. Mike Lombardi is going to join us coming up at 9:20 this morning. So the question that we started the hour with, is this a must-win game from an Astros standpoint? I'm going to say yes, and I don't even say that from a negative standpoint. It's more just, I think Paul has underestimated the Red Sox a little bit. This is a 108-win team. I think they've been the better team over the course of this series. Clearly, they have a 2-1 edge. Starting pitching, I would say, has been relatively equal. Their hitters have been better, and I think their bullpen has been better, which is obviously a big surprise. And here's why I say it's a must-win game. If you fall behind 3-1, yes, you've got Verlander, yes, you've got Cole, but that means you have to win a home game and you got to go to Fenway Park and win two closeout games. That is a brutal ask to me.
Yeah, I think it's a tough ask. Now, here's the thing. I mean, to say it's a must win, I feel like they're going to win tonight because of that. I feel like they realize the stakes here, and they do have Charlie Morton on the mound, and I think you'll get a solid start out of Charlie Morton. I think everything's going to be fine tonight. It's just, as you said, Mike, I definitely underestimated the Boston Red Sox. I did not think much of them. It was mainly, I did not think they were ready for a big time moment like this. Someone texted in, how could you say that about an 108 win team? Look, I watched enough Red Sox baseball this year, doing some stuff for our sister station, WEEI, on the weekends in particular, where I looked at them and I thought, you know what? Yeah, these guys can pile up runs, but how are they going to do when they go up against a good team and it's a slog of a game? Are they going to be the kind of team that after 7-8 innings is going to blow up? That's exactly what they did last night. And that's a little bit concerning because you thought for a while, okay, well, with the way that the bats are going for Boston, that eventually the Astros are going to break through. Maybe Boston gets a couple of runs at the very end of it. But for God's sakes, Jackie Bradley Jr., who has not done much of anything at the major league level as a hitter, is doing things in big time spots. 3-run double game 2, grand slam in game number 3. And Steve Pierce, who is one of the sneaky best acquisitions that was made before the trade deadline in all of baseball for Boston, because he can play at a bunch of different positions. He's like a poor man's Marwin Gonzalez. He has that big home run as well off of Joe Smith. That is the stuff that I look at and I'm like, okay, this team is deeper and tougher than I thought they would actually be.
Well, and I think when people would question, okay, how could you predict that this wouldn't be a good or like a great playoff team? It's because of the bullpen. The bullpen, it was
bad.
They had an incredible lineup, and it looked like a team that wasn't necessarily constructed to go deep into the playoffs in the World Series. Because of that, their bullpen has flat out outplayed the Astros offense for the last two games. And then Jackie Bradley, too. Bradley was like 270 over the second half of the season.
He had a good close of the year,
yeah.
You're right.
So, like, it's maybe an even better lineup than their overall stats would suggest. And, yeah, I don't think nobody should be surprised that the Red Sox are up 2-1 right now. I think they'd be surprised that it came on the heels of
Bradley,
especially last night. Right. And Osuna just flat out falling apart. Like, that's, if this had finished 3-2, you'd feel like, or even 4-2, you'd feel like, all right, well, you know what? The bats just didn't have it tonight.
Then all the focus would be on Joe Smith in the sixth inning.
Yeah. Right. And why they went to him.
Yes.
Because that to me is the biggest indictment on Hinch in this one, is why did you go to Joe Smith? Like, what did you think was going to happen there?
Why did you not pull Osuna before the Grand Slam?
If it had ended 3-2, like in that hypothetical, then the focus all morning long would be, why was Keuchel taken out and why was Joe Smith
in? Even with why Keuchel was taken out, like, Keuchel didn't even have a strikeout yesterday. I have no issue with taking Keuchel out after 5 innings. I think to put in Joe Smith, who has not pitched and was inactive for the divisional series, like, why? I mean, and with Osuna, he hit 2 guys, but I mean, he had gotten out in that inning. He just happened to hit back-to-back guys, and then he gave up the grand slam. When it fell apart for Osuna, it fell apart extremely quickly. I don't have an issue with them leaving him in for the entire inning. You know, like, oh wow, he hit 1 guy. Are you really expecting him to hit the very next batter with the bases loaded? I wasn't.
My thing with Joe Smith, and I said this to start the show at 6:00. One thing I know about the baseball playoffs is you cannot try to basically escape and get outs and basically, I forget exactly the phrase I use, but you can't try to steal outs. That's the phrase. You can't try to steal outs with guys who are not frontline relievers. Joe Smith is a secondary reliever for your baseball team. And that's why I don't love bringing him in the sixth inning. To me, it's like, you know what? I know you don't want to bring in Ryan Presley in the sixth inning, But it's almost one of those things where, like, just keep extending the game with a tie at 2-2 and then hope something breaks right.
Guess who does that? Colin McHugh. Colin McHugh's a two-inning pitcher.
Yes, and look at how aggressive...
He was warming up as well in the fourth inning.
Look at how aggressively Alex Cora has used his relievers to the point where he's using starting pitchers on their bullpen day in relief for the inning, like he was able to do on Saturday with Porcel, like he did in the first series against the Yankees. That's what he consistently did. Now, in Hinge's defense, the way the Astros run things, I'm assuming that they went through these sorts of simulations a bunch during the preparation. Like, I'm sure the front office and all those guys sat down and they were like, hey, do we like Joe Smith against these specific hitters? If we bring in Joe Smith, what kind of situation? Like, I'm assuming here, and I don't think it's a big assumption, that that's not just an AJ decision. That's an organizational decision.
That was a game plan. That was something that they saw and had planned for, and that's what they're doing. And, look, at some point, too, you got to just put it on the players themselves. That, look, I want Joe Smith to come in there and not do that. I want Osuna to go in and pitch like a closer is supposed to pitch. If they do that, then obviously, now the other argument would be that, okay, Osuna and using closers in unconventional ways, is that an AJ Hinch issue? That's baseball today, and that's where baseball is heading. Like, I'm not gonna fault AJ Hinch for doing what good, smart baseball managers recognize and realize, is that you should be more creative in the way you use closers.
Put a good pitcher in. I mean, just because he's operating in a situation where he doesn't have the lead or something like that, that it really psychologically that's affecting you that much. And again, we're focusing on the relief pitching. I mean, they got two runs. They scored two runs.
That's what I've been wondering.
They had 44 pitches on Yovaldi after two innings, and they had nine at-bats, nine of two pitches or less, including 5 one-pitch at-bats. You got to work the counts. You got to work the counts when you're going up against a guy that throws that kind of heat and who changed his approach later on in the game. Well, you got to work his count. If he's going away from what's clearly most comfortable to him, which is throwing 100-plus, I mean, you got to make him work to get hit location right.
Since the Marwin home run, on top of the Green Monster in Game 2, the offense has not shown up the way it needs to win the series. That's simple. It hasn't been horrific. They've come through in some spots, but it has not been good enough to win this series.
And let's be honest. I mean, that was an error at third base on that Bregman double.
That was an error. He's got to make that play.
The Red Sox third baseman have not played well defensively in this series at all, whether it's Devers or Nunez. And, I mean, that's what got you one of your runs out there. And I mean, you're doing things like seeing Jose Altuve lay down bunts with, like, a gimp knee, like he's Jake. What's his last name in Major League? The guy that's played by Tom Berenger? Yeah. Running down the line, like, that, Jake Taylor.
That he's character like Jake has Taylor. Always been Tom Berenger to me.
That's fair.